All right, welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Rick Cruz along with you. Friday afternoon edition of the show. Pleased to be joined right now by your National Coach of the Year, as voted on by the National College Baseball Writers Association, Tony Vitello, joining us live from Omaha, where the Vols getting set to get it on Sunday in the College World Series. Coach, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon. As you said, Sunday afternoon, it can't get here quick enough. We're enjoying ourselves here, but you obviously got a little break in the action that we're patiently waiting to end.
Oh, man, so set the stage for us, Coach. I'm imagining your team lounging by the pool, Hawaiian Tropic bikini girls feeding them grapes, one of your outfielders inexplicably donning a Speedo and the pink daddy hat. Is this an accurate mental picture?
No, I think you watched Christmas Vacation recently with Cousin Eddie. You know, he forgot about the wife beater Cousin Eddie has on. But, no, our guys, I think, you know, I think they make fairly good decisions. We don't really babysit them when we're on the road. Our itinerary is, you know, revolving around our training each day. When we feed them those meals and the rest is kind of up to them, we all stay in contact with our group me. And, you know, eventually you're going to have to trust them. I mean, our schedule, again, is a little different than basketball or football. There's more downtime, especially with this event. They've turned it into an extended event. It's a great moneymaker for the city, ESPN. There's a lot of pageantry to it. But, again, I trust our guys. It's one of the reasons why I'm not as crazy as I'd like to be in the dugout. You know, there's a lot of trust that's been earned there.
Would you rather be playing tomorrow, just go ahead and get out there, or are you fine with it the way the schedule shook out?
You know, I kind of like the fact our guys were fairly new to Hoover, and if you recall, we did not play on Tuesday the first day. So, to me, one more day doesn't make a difference. I could have gone, you know, you like your jam on the toast evenly spread a little bit. It was a quick turnaround from the win. We crammed in a lot before we got here, and then there's a lot of downtime when we got here. So, if anything, you'd like that hecticness to even out a little bit. But once the weekend's here, I think it's actually to the four teams' benefit that can kind of see how Saturday goes. I mean, even just little quirky things like how the anthem is done or the commercial breaks, and they've got cameras on the field. It could help our guys to just see that and envision what it's going to be like for them before we actually do it.
Will you take a little moment on Sunday to just soak it in, enjoy the atmosphere before the game starts, or is there even time once you're at the stadium like that?
We're the first game, so it'll be a little bit more relaxed, a little more structured in schedule is probably the better way to say it. So I think there's time for that. And, you know, we've encouraged our guys to enjoy it. And I mean, it's an experience they've earned. They should at least relish in it a little bit. But it's got to be secondary, if not fourth, fifth, sixth on their priority list of why we're here. And as Coach Delmonico used to tell his teams, there's usually two types of teams that are in Omaha, you know, ones that are here to enjoy it and celebrate their seasons, and ones that are here to try and win the thing. And I hope that we're in the category of the latter.
Mm. Tony Vitello with us this afternoon. Coach, congratulations. National Coach of the Year by the Baseball Writers Association. And I know that you're kind of the toast of the town locally. It's got to be good, though, to be recognized nationally for what you've accomplished this season.
You know, it's one more thing you owe a debt of gratitude to the players, although the players were teasing the heck out of me this morning because, you know, I think it's fair to teach these kids that things that are voted on, the Oscars and anything, there's an asterisk there. Now, a game, on the other hand, even though you've got umpires and things like that, there's a clear winner. You either win or you lose. So with awards like this, I mean, it's certainly an honor for anyone to get anything into the year like some of our players have. And this, to me, is kind of a staff award. The people who are truly in college baseball, kind of in the know, I should say, they know what we got going on with our pitching coach as well as the rest of our staff. And I mentioned that earlier today, and it's a good award for the staff to kind of reflect on once this whole thing is over with this year.
All right, question from the audience. Coach Vitello, how often at all does the daddy hat get washed?
I don't think at all. That's the first time I've been up close, and I was not aware I was going to be on social media 15 minutes after that thing. That was supposed to be a fun, the players, that was the definition of peer pressure. They forced me into jumping into their little deal, and that thing went on my head, and it doesn't smell good.
Oh.
And it certainly doesn't look like it's been washed, but it's kind of like the Stanley Cup after it's been passed around for a couple months.
Oh.
You love everything about it, regardless if it's positive or negative. You love it.
All right. Well, just my opinion. Don't pour any champagne and drink it out of that if you guys happen to win it all.
Sounds good to me. We'll try and win this first tournament and get to that championship series. Then we can talk about stogies and champagne, maybe.
There you go. All right. Coach, I just remember last year talking to you about this time. The season had been canceled. And you said on our show that you thought last year's team had the look of an Omaha team. Has it sunk in yet that wasn't just wishful thinking and your program truly has risen to this level?
No, I think it had, and you try and not to come off like a jerk in media settings when you're responding to questions. And post-game, one of those games in there, I thought that last year's team could have done it was the gist of the whole deal. And it's easy for people to say because, again, you can't vote on that. There's no actual outcome. But the core of this team that's here now was last year's. And there were some prospects in there that we lost to the draft that were pretty good as well. I will say this, though. It's not as easy as fans want to make it out to be. Of course, everyone says once you get here, win the whole thing. And then if you come here 1 year, all the fans say, let's go back next year. It takes a lot of things to happen for a team to make it here, regardless of how good you are. But I do think in my heart of hearts, last year's team had the talent. And it was a different kind of chemistry than this year's group does. But it was a strong chemistry that group had.
Tony Vitello with us on the drive this afternoon. Coach, you've got Virginia on Sunday. What are your thoughts on the Cavaliers, and have you decided on a starting pitcher yet?
Yeah, Chad Dallas will start for us. And, I've tried to leave the players alone when we don't have to bother them on the group meet. But one picture I wanted to send was the one that was publicized of him throwing the ball in the rain,
yeah.
Rain coming off. That's the definition of who he is. He's not scared of anything. He's our guy that leads us into each weekend. I really don't feel like one of our three starters is better or worse than the other because they're all very different. And then you can even throw in Camden Sewell if we don't use him out of the bullpen. I don't think he's only experienced behind those guys. I don't think it's necessarily what he brings to the table. So, but what's the formula has been for us is Cheese, as Chad's dad affectionately calls him, is the guy that leads us out of the gates. And he'll do that on Sunday for us. And the storyline is playing a Virginia team that's very familiar with Omaha, a coaching staff that's been there and been successful for a long time, and a very, very talented left-handed pitcher that's got a ton of experience with Abbott on the mound going against us. So it'll be everything that it's built up to be as being an Omaha game.
Awesome. A lot of talk this week about the size of the ballpark there, how much bigger it is than Lindsey Nelson. Do the bigger dimensions of the park, does that change your approach offensively at all, or is it pretty much just see the ball and hit it as hard as you can at this point?
I think it could, based off of your team personnel and then also maybe how you go about things. But with our team, it's one of the things we've bragged about to you all or have answered questions is there's been a lot of different ways that this team has won, and there's been a lot of different individuals that have been the catalyst for any one win we've had. So I think it's kind of just do more of the same. And it'll definitely be a factor. There may be a ball hit that normally you'd say that could have got out, or there'll be a ball that maybe even sneaks out because of the wind's blowing or whatever. But that's the way every game goes at Lindsey Nelson or anywhere else. So I think the most important thing for our club is just to play ball once the umpire says play ball.
All right, very good. Coach, we've got a special jam or not a jam for you today. Fans have embraced your team's identity as sort of the wrestling heels of college baseball this year, sort of the Degeneration X, if you will. I don't know if you saw that video going around earlier this week. So we've got five wrestling entrance themes for a jam or not a jam today. I think there could be some good debate on several of these.
That's awesome. I'm behind on that. But I did hear, and maybe this is what that stems from, one, I think the biggest compliments of our environment this last weekend was a big LSU donor made a comment. He didn't know if he was at a WWE wrestling event or if he was at a baseball game when they were playing against us this past weekend. And I think that's an attribute to not just the amount of fans we had, but the rowdiness that our fans had.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'll send you the DX theme that Callum Vall put together for us. Rick showed it to me before the show a couple days ago, Coach, and I literally had tears of laughter and joy running down my face. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So,
sounds good.
We'll let you see that. All right, Bear, what do you got? All right, pretty familiar one to start off there, John Cena.
Yes, yes, and that's a no-doubter jam for sure. That'll get you going. That's a good walkout song for a hitter.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, it's got that iconic intro. People know it as soon as they heard it. Coach says it's a jam. Bear?
I got to go not a jam. I've never liked Cena, and that music just makes me angry, and I keep waiting for somebody else's entrance music that's going to come out and just beat the crap out of him with a steel chair or something.
Wow. A lot of built-up anger.
Well, we used to have it as one of our show intros, so I gotta go with Coach here. That's a jam.
All right.
All right, that's a little old school.
Is that Ted DiBiase?
Oh!
Right now?
It is the Million Dollar Man, spoken like a true old school wrestling fan.
I think just the well-groomed beard alone has to make it a jam. Just being tied into that alone is a jam for me.
Every man's got his price.
Yeah, that's a jam.
I'm going to say not a jam just because you remember he kicked he told the little boy, if you bounce the basketball 10 times, I'll give you $500. And he got to number 9, and Virgil kicked it away from him.
Kicked it right at the end.
Yeah. What a terrible person. I can't.
It was beautiful. Okay, so all right, next.
Or a jam with me dissenting.
Oh. Put your hand over your heart, Russell.
You suck. You suck.
Ah. Kurt Angle. What a great heel.
I'm trying to decide on that. It's iconic, but that's not a jam for me, and he was a foe. He was one I was cheering against at the time, so not a jam.
Yeah, that's not. I didn't like it.
All right, unanimous. Nobody's going to vote jam for that one. Uh-huh. Kurt Angle, man, he gets under people's skin.
Now we're going back to my days.
All right. He's just a common man. This is a little off the beaten path. This one's a little obscure.
Very much. And I'm gonna throw a dart against the board, so don't throw it back at me.
Okay.
Coco Beware?
It's a pretty good guess.
Same era.
It's a pretty good guess, yeah.
And they didn't team up a time or two.
That's the American Dream, Coach.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Dusty Rhodes with the black shorts, the black trunks, and the blonde hair.
We gonna get funky like the monkey.
He's crazy.
Old Dusty Rhodes. What do you think, Coach?
A jam. I mean, Dusty Rhodes is a legend. God love him. A lot of elbows thrown by that guy for success.
No doubt.
I mean, it's a terrible song, but I'm going to have to go jam just because it's Dusty Rhodes.
Exactly.
The entrance music, a little less threatening back in those
days. That was the 80s.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'll go with you guys. That's a jam. It's Dusty Rhodes.
All right.
One
last
more.
One.
All right, here we go.
No chance, that's what you got. This is how Coach ought to walk out.
That would be good entrance music, Coach.
Either for him or Drew Gilbert.
Yep.
Which wrestler is this? This has to be New Age a little bit.
It's pretty new. This is Vince McMahon, the corporation.
Oh.
No chance.
This is when he comes strutting out.
He's a scoundrel. He is a scoundrel. I'm gonna have to go no jam because I would have liked to have heard Mayor Kane's theme song instead of that one. And Vince is a bit of a scoundrel, but so.
We'll see if we can cue that up for you next time. I'm going to go jam, man. Great heel music too. Definitely a scoundrel, as you say, Coach. But I mean, the guy knew what he was doing when he's getting that crowd riled up. A perpetual thorn in Stone Cold's side.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go not a jam just because I couldn't stand Vince at that time. Nothing made me happier than when Stone Cold was beating him with the steel bedpan and then defibrillated him.
Good stuff. All right, Coach. Well, here's hoping you guys ride the wave. Before we let you run, last week you told us the anthem for the week was Incubus, R-U-N. We were jamming that last week here on The Drive. Is there a song we're playing to get inspired for this week?
I might have to just come up with one on the fly. I think Ready to Go. I can't remember it's a late 90s song, but just ready to go. I think our guys are patiently waiting. They understand when it's time to relax, you got to relax. When it's time to get ready, you got to get ready. And when Sunday rolls around, they'll be ready to go.
Oh, I remember that. It's Republica, Baby, I'm Ready to Go.
Yeah, a little bouncy jam, you know, nothing, not the most masculine, but off the cuff, like I said, I think it's a deal where our guys be ready to go. And the thing about that game Sunday, it's pretty crazy or wild for me personally that it falls on Father's Day. And I think Tennessee, the state, I hate to admit it, you know, but Vanderbilt's here too. You know, two teams from our state and the father and son sport, you know, big day on that day, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, here's hoping that you guys get to pass around the stinky, unwashed pink daddy hat early and often on Father's Day, Coach.
Amen to that. Players only with that hat, though.
Yeah, let's keep it off your head.
That would mess up that spectacular Tony Vitello hair, man. I mean, that would be no good.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys, too.
Yeah. All right, Coach, go get them.
Will do. Take care.
Tony Vitello on the G3 Help Me Hotline.
Incredible. I was going to suggest, you know, like Ace of Spades by Motorhead, or maybe Hit the Lights by Metallica. Off Metal Up Your Blank.
Hey, man, it's his world. We're living it. If he says Ready to Go by Republica, it is Ready to Go
I don't remember that song.
By Republica. You'd remember if you hear it.